time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is playoff. John and Wayne show. Wayne, the breezy, the man himself. How are we doing today, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there, bro.
It's funny because, you know, you can't be more excited about what the 49ers are doing. But, like, sometimes we get tired, man. Like, that's just what it is. And I'm so thankful to be working extra this week, and it's going to continue. It ain't going to stop. And we got a lot on the surface today that we're going to be talking about. 49ers confidence level heading into the Seahawks. We're going to be talking Ricky Pearsall. We're going to be talking about did the 49ers win? Some Eric Kendricks defensive talk, and then some offensive game plan stuff too. So just rest assured, there's a lot of stuff we're going to be getting to. Shout out to Steven. He comes in hot with the question. I love this. Hashtag CC, who do you think will be the offense and defensive players of the game? Wayne, I want you to take offense or defense. I'll take the other one.
All right, I'll go offense.
Okay.
This is Seattle. This is Seattle. So I'm going Brock Purdy. I know Brock hasn't looked like Super Brock as of lately, but he plays really well in Seattle. I'm going to go with Brock. I think Brock's going to go out there and find a way to dominate this game. I do know what we saw in week 18, what we saw in week 1, two different weeks, two different teams, basically. But you got a sexy, fired up, we are playing resilient type of football 49ers team going into Seattle. So I think Brock leads his troops in there for a dub.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Defensively, the guy that shows up in the biggest moments of the fourth quarter all year, I'm going big number 95, Alfred Collins. That's going to be my guy. Not that his stat sheet's going to be off the charts, but just wait. When there's that big fourth quarter moment and the defense is out there, big number 95 getting a tip pass, forcing a fumble. He leads the team in forced fumbles, doing something, fourth down stop, something along those lines. I'm going big Alfred Collins when the moment is the biggest. Thank you for all the hashtag CCs. I love it. And I mean, this is the all hate tour, Wayne. We already sent the Eagles home from the Eagles home. Mm-hmm. Now you got Seattle. You win this game. Then you've got probably at the Rams or at Chicago. I know Chicago doesn't fit that narrative, but you're talking freaking Eagles, Seahawks, Rams.
Well, what a tough sled, right? For the Niners.
I hate them all.
Yeah,
hate them all.
And as you should, as you should. Look, the Niners, If there's one bright spot you can point out is when the games matter, the coaching is just on a whole nother level. I don't know how you want to take that, but I think some of the games that we lost, I don't think the coaching was that great. Like, I don't think they cared about the game in a way other than we're going to go out there, we're just going to do this, whatever. If we win, we win. We don't. A lot of the losses were to AFC teams, and then we lost the two to the NFC, we lost two to the NFC West. The only teams we lost to, AFC West and NFC, what the freak, did we?
Yep.
Wow. Well, we lost to the Jags, right? So that'd be another one. But my point is, the AFC games really didn't matter much. And then the two games we needed to win, week 18 was a must win. I just didn't think the game plan was for a must win. Like, there was no adjustments. There were no motions. There was none of that. And so I'm excited. I think Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh, who I think has tuned the defense like to a fine tune, I think the defense is going to be a lot better, especially if we get those experienced veterans out there at linebacker. I think I put out on Twitter today, I would be okay if Robert Saleh says, D. Winters and Luke Gifford, you're healthy, but sit your ass down, man. Like, I would be fine with that. I'm okay with Garrett Wallow, and I'm okay and with Eric Kendricks. And by all means, I've been asking to start Marquise Siegel since he got benched.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I love that, you know, the coaching's been incredible. Obviously, Robert Saleh changed the trajectory of this franchise. You know, Kyle Shanahan up for coach of the year. Both of them should. But, like, make no mistake, it's not like they have been lights out every single game. Robert Saleh's had some bad games.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And
so has Kyle Shanahan. Let's keep it a buck.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. Go keep it a buck here.
Overall, amazing years.
12-5, guys.
So much with nothing. Not nothing, but they're doing the most with the least. But it doesn't mean it's been great.
We finished the season at 12-5 with the two offense and defense not being on the same page all season. Like, make that make. Just imagine if they come together and you get an offensive game plan and a defensive game plan that's going to be lights out. Good luck. And this is a game. I think if the Niners have a chance in this game keeping Seattle under 20 points, hands down. They got a chance against anybody. The question is, which version of the offense will show up?
Yeah, that's the key. Like, that three-point effort, definitely not going to do it. You know, going 2 of 11 on third and fourth downs. That's been the difference. Like, if you look at, okay, you look at the Bears game, you look at the game we just played, the Eagles, you look at whatever. The difference is when this 49ers offense cannot perform on third downs, that is when they get into trouble.
Hands
but
down.
The good news is they're the best team on third down collectively throughout the season. They're number one.
48.9%. Hey.
That's 49. I'm rounding up.
I'm rounding it up, too, because that's what we do as school teachers. Now, let me just say this. I feel like we're not using the school teacher vibe as a theme for our shows moving forward. I think we're gonna switch it up next season. But my point is, yo, we went 55% this week, right? And that is huge because that's above our average. It just hit me. I'm saying, you know me, I want it in the 80s because, you know, that's just the type of person I am. That's rare, right? When the Niners lead the league on third down. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, John. They were 0 for 2 on third down at the beginning of that game, and I got a little nervous.
Man, that comeback route to D-Rob, it was the second week in a row where he ran the route at the sticks, but Brock didn't get it out. He had pressure in his face, couldn't step into it. And so you caught the ball short of the sticks, even though he won the route. And I'm just, like, losing my mind. Like, you can't do that. But then after that, everything went really, really well.
It went really well after that, yeah.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Oh, we got a super chat from the man, Jack.
Jack.
Appreciate you, my friend. It is wonderful to see you in the chat today. And your generosity. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, playing with found money since week 6. This is all bonus. That's how I see it as well.
Okay.
Seahawks have every reason to be confident, but the pressure is on them. In my opinion, this game is about Kyle Brock playing loose, fun, and not tight and scared like last time. It's funny, you know, I had your tweet, and, you know, I was going to bring this up later in the show, but this is perfect timing. You look at just the difference between what the 49ers have looked like as opposed to that one game against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, three-point production. We talked about 2-11 on third and fourth downs. Just terrible, terrible, terrible. So, Wayne, the question is this. What does the offense need to do differently? The defense was fine. Special teams was fine. It was the offense that laid the egg. What do you think about this Kyle and Brock playing loose, carefree, as opposed to rigid and just like, don't lose the game, don't lose the game, don't lose the game mindset that they had last time against the Seahawks just 2 weeks ago?
Can I be honest? I don't think they had that mindset. All right, so I'll go off tangent here just a little bit. I don't believe that was the mindset. I don't believe they came in with a profound game plan. I really felt like they showed up to play a game where if they win, they win. If they won, they won. If they lost, they lost. I think that was on purpose. And I don't like it, but I think that was a way that we could see our defense get a little bit better. And the offense did the bare minimum. I thought a lot of it came down to execution. I don't want to say, did Kyle have – Kyle tried trick plays in that game, and we watched those trick plays work in this game that we just won. He was setting us up to win in the playoffs, and we're not giving Kyle Shanahan the credit for that. We were mad that he ran those trick plays on 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2. They weren't executed properly. Well, guess what? They got executed to a T in this game, and so, yeah, they were a little bit different as far as – but trick is a trick. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, Kyle was just, I thought they were going out there having fun. I just think that Seattle wanted it, and they showed up defensively because their offense wasn't great. We gave up one bonehead touchdown because of an outside. Never mind. My point is, I really show me the amount. Tell me the amount of times you counted motions in that Week 18 game.
Interesting.
It was rare, John. It was rare. Kyle Shanahan usually runs motion on every play, three or four times on even one play to where the play clock about to run out. You didn't see that in Week 18. So I'm thinking Kyle was just ahead of the curve. We lost that game doing bare minimum. Was I mad that the offense put up only 3 points? Yes. But at the end of the day, what if it was for this moment right here? I'm just a big what if guy. I didn't think that the energy was off, but I do agree with Jack. Kyle has to trust Brock, and Brock has to be loose. And Kyle has to just let Brock be Brock. That is when the Niners play their best offensive football. Meaning, if a play breaks down, Brock, be you, bro. F that and live to the next play. Get as many positive yards you can. Throw the ball away. Live to the next down. That's Brock being loose to me. That's him being loose. Just play efficient football, bro. That's what it comes down to.
One of my favorite takeaways from watching the press conferences this week was Kyle, or was Brock Purdy, talking about the Juwan Jennings trick play and how important it was for Brock Purdy to keep telling him, don't risk it. Don't put the ball. It's first down. We don't have to force anything. We got plenty more downs. And I was like, dude, if this is his thought process, which is new, because you go to the first part of the season, dude, all of our turnovers were on first down. And whenever Mac Jones came in, they asked him, like, what did you learn from Mac Jones and watching him play? Dude, take the check down. Don't put the ball at risk. And so, like, you're getting this Brock Purdy. Maybe it didn't show up against Seattle, but you're getting this Brock Purdy that is protecting the ball. And I know somebody's like, dude, he just threw two picks. He would throw two picks, throw it to Kendrick Bourne, Sky Moore, Malik Turner.
Good point. Good
against
point.
Two all-pro freaking corners. Good like point. He's played on the most difficult mode out there, but the mindset, yeah. I like the mindset where that's at.
And I agree with that, like 100%. Look, do I want Brock to turn the ball over? Yes. I mean, less? Yes. Like, stop. But this dude is overcoming those turnovers right before our eyes. Like, this dude threw two picks and a fumble in a game. And I'm, for the first time in my life in a playoff game, them turnovers didn't matter. Bro, that's the weirdest thing. And then you watch CJ Stroud do the same damn thing.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's exactly
so
what
is
I
that
thinking.
The Super Bowl? Niners, Houston, Texans?
I don't want that matchup.
Me neither.
I would take any.
But I want my rematch, though. I want my rematch. Because during the regular season, Kyle doesn't take the same value in the AFC matchups. He just doesn't. They don't show up the same. If we win and everything's working perfectly, when we lose, you could tell like it wasn't a great game. Think about it. The losses that we have, we always talked about how the game plan was bad by Kyle Shanahan. Think about who we lost to.
Yep. Look at this, Mark P. I love it. I'm going to go into this game with low expectations. The game is not going to be easy. No. We've already outperformed. I love this, you know, idea that everybody keeps putting out there. You're playing with the house money. You're playing with the house money. You've got all the injuries in the world. You have no business being here. You shouldn't have won the game last week, but you did, and here you are. Just keep freaking rolling with it. Now, I'm excited because tonight on our Patreon, the 49ersrush.com, we have our Zoom hangout. It is tonight at 5 p.m., playoff edition. That's already been posted on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, so go check that out. Wayne, what do you have going on your Patreon this week?
Yeah, this week I'm hoping to get the film that I need so I could do my film breakdowns. I've been stagnant. Like, the film comes in some weeks it doesn't come in, and I get mad at that, you know, so it is what it is. But I let them know. But John will be doing the Road Rush trip this week, and I'll be doing the live watch party on the Patreon. So that'll be
fun. So if you can't go to Seattle, you got to go sign up. Go sign up over on Wayne's Patreon.
Please do.
Hang out. Watch the game with him.
It's $5, guys. It's just $5. It's $5 for the month, so you could have been doing it. But here's the funny thing. You can go to Rush Road Trip and watch it on your phone at the same damn time.
Put a headphone in.
Yeah, just put one ear in. You know, everybody got earbuds, pods, something.
Dude, I love that idea. I love that you're doing that, man. That is incredible.
It's becoming fun. I am not going to lie. Because there's no filter.
Wayne with no filter is scary. I sat next to Wayne in games before. My arm is sore, whatever side is facing Wayne.
Oh, that's right, because I would hit you. Oh, shoot.
I ain't mad.
I realized, like, the last game we went to, you made somebody sit in between us. Now I get it. Now it makes sense. I didn't know.
I was like, dude, this arm been hit too much. I love it. Rusty the same way, man. You and Rusty, I swear.
Oh, Rusty is on his energy is on a whole nother. He got that grown ass man energy too, and strength.
Oh, I love it. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. All right, Dale, appreciate the super chat. He says, seasons like this are where legends are made. So let me ask you this.
Ooh.
Who has kind of elevated in your kind of perspective and is like on the verge of becoming a legend? Because the first one that comes to mind for me, Upton Stout is playing the best football of any defensive player on the 49ers the past month. And I know that's your guy, and so I'm sorry if I stole your answer, but...
No, you didn't steal my answer, and I like that you said him because I didn't want to go my obvious, like, you know, person that's been continuing to trend up. And here's why, though. He's been the guy that they've been giving the reps to based off of the personnel packaging, right? Based off the formations that come out, the nickelback. So he's getting those opportunities. And I love it, right? Because... on the play he had the PBU, which he could have possibly got a pick and a pick six. All those things were possible. The PBU is most important, though. That play, weeks 1 through 17, was pass interference. But in the playoffs, it wasn't pass interference. So whatever he needed to do to change the technique, to make sure the head was whipped around, to make sure that his hand wasn't – he didn't have the other hand grabbing the guy, the other hand – that is the adjustment. That is the growth. That's because he was getting reps. That kid is going to transcend into a dominant nickelback for the San Francisco 49ers moving forward. Now, if we can lock in this safety spot for the future, we will. Oh, our secondary is going to be fine. That's why I don't think Robert Saleh goes anywhere, because I feel like he's going to, you know, produce that. But on the offensive side, whenever this kid's number is called, he steps up. And if we don't start showing, and I know he doesn't get a lot of reps.
Which kid?
Jake Tonjes.
Oh.
I feel like Jake Tonjes, and I'm not saying he's transcending into like this legend, but he might be the tight end of the future for the San Francisco 49ers because he's able to do what George Kittle is able to do, and prayers up to George Kittle to a speedy recovery on the Achilles injury. He's able to move chains, get open, create separation, catch the ball. All he's got to do is get better in blocking, right? Like you get better in run blocking, you have your legit next up in line. And the Niners haven't had that in a long time. They've been searching. We're going to see Jake Tonjes this week, and we're going to see him go hamburger. I think we might get a Chicago Bears Jake Tonjes game this week.
Oh, man, I love it. Los Gatos, he's just so damn good, man. And yeah, he's the one that delivered the win week one, right? Snatching the ball away
that's
from the Seahawks
right
from defender in the
that's
corner.
Like, right. That's right.
I love it.
He's a red zone target. He has 5 touchdowns on the season, and he's just sporadically used when need be. So that's why I said when his number is called, you know, he's usually dialed in, and that's great for Brock Purdy to have.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. All right, let's see here. We got some more awesome super chats. We got the legend is made comment up there. Here we go. Oscar, my man, air out the ball. They're going to stack the box. This is probably one of my biggest issues. And shout out to my man D. That's his call sign on Twitter. He says, what is your confidence level of Ricky Pearsall playing in this game? Without Ricky Pearsall, you kind of struggle with that vertical attack. Even the vertical passes that you hit to Juwan Jennings and D-Rob both got caught. Both should have been touchdowns. But, like, you just don't have the speed there. So, like, to air it out and to throw the ball deep and to push the Seattle defenders to force to cover the field vertically, what are your thoughts on Ricky Pearsall? Will he play, and how will that affect the play calling of Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, you need that. You need that speed as far as the personnel. I mean, look, this is he practiced a little bit more last week, but then he was out. I think this is the return of Rick. I mean, I give me Rick over Jacob Cowing at this point. Rick has proven when healthy. I don't even care if he get banged up again in this game at the end of the game at some point. I think you need him out there, because if this is the option that Oscar is talking about, airing it out, you're going to need to be able to air that ball out to a guy that can get open down the football field quicker than any other wide receiver currently on the active roster, right? And so that's what Brock, and if you look at it, what is Brock looking to do? He's explosive plays. This has been the best year of explosive play videos on my Patreon I've ever seen, because that's what we're looking to do. And I think when you add Rick, that frees up your safeties to move out of the box. You talk about stacking the box. Well, you want to get them safeties out of the box, put Rick back there, because you single man cover him. Good luck. Don't have a safety over the top. Good luck. When that safety is over the top, what does that do? It opens up the vertical run game for the San Francisco 49ers. Not just the outside zone, but actually running it up through the gaps, through the middle. So Christian McCaffrey can have a suffice game against this run defense. Rick's needed, and I hope he plays.
Yeah, I hope he does too. And again, for those like talking about Cowing and Watkins, just understand that's not an option. Not that I disagree with you. Kyle Shanahan, I mean, they're healthy scratches. Like,
yeah.
Jacob Cowing's not even practicing with the offense. He's on the scout team helping the defense. Jordan Watkins, like, has been surpassed by everybody. Malik Turner, who Kyle Shanahan trusts more because, one, he's a hellacious blocker. Two, he's a great special teamer. But you saw that drop pass, which was huge. I don't expect a lot to change. So I do not expect to see Cowing at all, no matter what. I do not expect to see Watkins, no matter what.
Yeah. Watkins.
A little more chance for Watkins, but not much.
Yeah, Watkins doesn't get it yet. And I think as far as Cowing, these guys are future guys. I think Garendo, Watkins, and Cowing, I think those are just guys we're going to see in the near future of the Niners, if they come into camp better and come into camp healthy and see what they can give at those times. You still got, what, two more years on most of those guys' contract? Well, Watkins, you got the extra year because he's just a rookie. So you got time. Right now, you rock with the vets. You put them vets out there because this is playoff time. You ain't got time. I mean, Kendrick Bourne is struggling.
Yeah, he's a big reason, like, a lot of people were upset that DeMarcus Robinson overtook his spot. But, like, you see it. He don't know where to line up.
Don't know where to line up. You had Juwan Jennings cursing him out. People blaming Kyle Shanahan for calling that timeout. Blame Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
The dude lined up in the wrong spot. Jennings is yelling at him to get into the right spot. Some things he just doesn't get, and some things he gets. I think having him on the field at the same time is hindering the offense. Opposed to, they run the same, they play the same role. I think that's what it is. And now you're trying to put Jennings in the slot, Kendrick, whatever. Kyle's got to figure that out. And he's trying to trust Bourne with it. And Bourne makes that mistake every single week. It's been a mistake. That's why you're not seeing the targets.
It's rough out there. It is rough out there for sure. And so, like, you got to get that right. 49ers run the most complex offense for wide receivers.
It's complex.
It's why rookies never play. And that's why whenever we're doing the mock drafts and people are like, ooh, draft another rookie wide receiver, I'm like, hell no. You've got young wide receivers. Get veterans that can step into play right off the bat. But that's what it is. Now, I do have to say this. We do have our in-person 49ers Rush road trip this week. We're going to be at the Press Box for back-to-back days. It's the closest venue to the stadium. We're going to be 3 to 8 p.m. Friday. So excited about this. I've got all the giveaways, all the autographed jerseys. We're pulling all the stops. It's going to be incredible. And then our tailgate indoors, right next to the stadium so you can watch with TVs everywhere. So you can watch the early game while we party, premium drinks, food, everything, all inclusive, you name it. Then we walk to the stadium together. That party starts at 12:30. Get your tickets. We fully expect to sell out. And if you haven't got your game tickets yet, man, this is a pricey game, Wayne. But however you get your
game tickets. It's pricey, bro. Nosebleed seats is like, yeah, like a stack.
That's all right. I'm just, you know, buy That's tickets why I got, this game you, is just.
Whoo. No, this is what you do. You can't go to the game, right? You go to the Rush Road Trip tailgate, right? And then you join the Wayne Breezy Patreon. And easy. At their stadium, Lumen Field, you tune in live, and we will cuss the fuck out of the Seattle Seahawks. That's what we can do. That's how
their
you solve
Wi-Fi that. Works in their stadium. So
their like, Wi-Fi you, works you really well in their stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Now, if you are going to any game, sporting event, concert, make sure you go through TickPick. Hey, Niner faithful, if you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush Road Trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. Ooh, I just saw Greg Roman just got fired for the Chargers offensive coordinator job. So, man, it's rough out there. We'll see what happens to the Steelers. But if the Steelers fire Tomlin, dude, my faith in Robert Saleh sticking around goes down even more.
Oh my gosh, he wants the Steelers. I don't. Oh god.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry I brought that up. My bad. Let's get to a super chat. Let's think positive. Nobody is better than that than none other than Jax. She is the best. John and Wayne. Do you think the defense can stop or slow down the Seahawks offense and try to make Sam Darnold see ghost? Wayne, I'll let you tee this one.
See ghost? Absolutely fucking not. Like, our defense can't make anybody see ghost anymore. We can't get to the quarterback. But can they slow him down? Absolutely. They slowed him down last time. They slowed him down in week one, and they slowed him down in week 18. We just didn't score enough points. So can the defense do it? I do. And that's why I said I'd rather see – and that was with D. Winters and them. I'd rather see Garrett Wallow, who played in that game but didn't have the starting role. And I'd rather see my man Eric Kendricks, whose body just looks like it's finally fully acclimated to NFL pro level at this point in the season. He's fresh. He's healthy. Let those two guys lead the realm at linebacker and switch up the safety role. I if they beat us deep with Marquise Siegel being back there, okay. I'm okay. He's a rookie. I can live with it. But what he's not going to do is give up that touchdown. I can tell you that.
The only touchdown in the game given up was number 27. But
now I got it.
Oh, there it is. I see that squirrel. You remember that squirrel video where he like, did an eyebrow thing? That's what I see there. So let's talk some more about Eric Kendricks. I want to talk about this guy. A-plus communication for the first time in a long time. Everybody lined up where they're supposed to be. Very animated. And Garrett Wallow's A-plus with that, too. Coverage, excellent. Meeting the run game at the line of scrimmage instead of playing back at that linebacker depth. No missed tackles. Dude, Eric Kendricks is the guy. Now, I know Tatum Bethune's on IR. His season's done. But, like, dude, is there not a future where Eric Kendricks is around the 49ers for a while? Like, he is playing some damn good football. This is the best linebacker play we've had since 54 was back there.
Yeah, I think it comes down to they'll offer him probably a contract, and will the offer. He's really putting tape out there to play another season, and he's going to go to the highest bidder. It's unfortunate. It depends on how the Niners look to spend their money in this offseason. Would I like him to be around in the future? Yes. Will he be around in the future? I mean, the Niners invested in the linebacking position. They drafted Nick Martin, but it's a different position. Will Eric Kendricks see the field when Fred Warner is back? That's the question you got to ask yourself. So I don't know.
He's called the defense for over a decade. So is he going to be okay doing a will. That's why he left last year. They had a verbal agreement. Then he bounced to the Cowboys because, oh, well, you can come be the captain of our defense, whatever else, last year. So, like, they tried to get it in the past. And you heard Kyle Shanahan talk about, like, dude, I don't know him that well, but I coached against him, and every time he was ready and hard as hell to go against. But, yeah, Eric Kendricks. Like, the linebacker, the poor linebacker play, if you tell me Garrett Walla, who should continue to play over D Winners for sure, for sure, for sure, I have such a high confidence level.
Again,
we'll
it's
find
just,
out soon.
It's another experienced player. Here's why I say play those guys, right? When you look at the Seattle Seahawks offense, like, what gets their offense really going? It's if they're able to. And what do the Niners have a lot of? Missed tackles, right? In the run game. And we see it. We see a lot of safeties diving because the linebackers can't shed certain blocks. I didn't see any of that. Did Saquon Barkley have a good game? Yes. I'm not going to lie. Saquon Barkley. It was all Saquon Barkley, believe it or not. But they shut down the rest of the offense. But that's Saquon Barkley. But at the end of the day, you got to deal with a two-headed monster that's going to hit you with outside power, inside power, as many times as they can. We need our linebackers. And Tatum Bethune is just a work in progress. Unfortunately, he's out for the season, but he's going to continue to hopefully trend upwards. He was given a green dot. He did the best that he could. But
I think he has a bright future. I think that he has.
Ceiling is high, right? Yeah. 100%. But Eric Kendricks, clearly, if he was brought to this team sooner and had enough time to get acclimated to the system, we would have seen him on the football field a lot quicker. I think Eric Kendricks is what we need moving forward. I think Garrett Walla is stout in the run game. He only had 2 missed tackles, but he had 11 total tackles with only 2 missed tackles. I think that's what we need. We need guys, and 2 of them were tackled for a loss in the backfield. So that's what we need, and that's what we're going to have to do to slow down this offense, to get back to Jack's super chat comment. You got to stop the run.
Got to stop the run. You do that. And, you know, the Seattle Seahawks, they call their games the past 2 months, don't let Sam Darnold lose the game for us. That's their entire game plan.
Got
like
you.
Small ball, JSN, you know, run, JSN, run, tight end, run, JSN. And so, like, Sam Darnold hadn't had a good game in months. He really hasn't. But their defense, their special teams, their run game is all off the charts. And so they understand that. Like, if we get to 14 points, there's a good chance we win. If the Niners offense shows up, you force them out of that game plan. Now they have to overreact and make up that ground. Ooh, man, that's what I want to see. And here's what's crazy. The 49ers defense didn't lose the game against Seattle, only give up 13 points. This 49ers defense that you're fielding now is way better than it was a week ago because Eric Kendricks, Garrett Walla, Marquise Siegel. That is why. Those three are 3 dramatic upgrades over what you've had out there in Jair Brown, D Winners, Tatum Bethune. And that's, I don't know if anybody would agree with me or disagree with me.
I'm about to say, because I agree. And listen, communication, speed, and execution is what I get from them 3 players when they were out there on that football field. Communication, speed, and execution. I saw a 1-on-1 tackle by a rookie on a veteran that usually breaks people, right? 1-on-1. Open field, 1-on-1 type. We're talking Marquise Siegel, Devontae Smith. That's an advantage, Devontae Smith. No. So I'm going to be excited to see him in that situation if they line up somebody to where he has to cover like a JSN over the middle. This is going to be a fun game to watch. I'll take Marquise Siegel's football antics and his discipline over anything. And remember, he got benched because he was giving up yards down the football field, but we're not even looking at the simple fact that this kid was literally in on every big play he gave up. He was there. He just didn't have the proper quick turnaround head, quick technique. 100%. The only thing was missing. That's why I said, yo, you got to give him reps, but they wanted to go with the vet. They wanted to see what Jair Brown could do. Nah, Siegel.
Siegel. I love it. Michael Hoff, appreciate the super chat, the man. What's up, fellas? He says, I simply do not see Shanahan calling another dud game. I'd like to see more rush attempts for both CMC and B-Rob. I want this to be a B-Rob game. And I said that, like, dude, you're playing against one of the most physical, talented defenses in the NFL. Hit him in the face. Christian McCaffrey's incredible. He doesn't push the pile. He doesn't bring that physicality. B-Rob, you only had 12 rush attempts the last time you played this team. Like, you got to go get there. Also, juice over 13.5 receiving yards. Book it. I think without Kittle and without, you know, all the injuries, we'll see what happens. Ricky Pearsall, Kyle Juszczyk is proving to be an outlet and a little bit of a threat in the passing game, which shout out to Kyle Juszczyk. He's incredible. But what do you think about this? The idea of, you know, more rush attempts for sure. What number would you put on it, Wayne? If you could.
Yes. You talk about total for rushing?
Sure.
Or, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this got to be a good 25 to 30 rush attempt game. I need the Niners to control the goddamn clock. Like, they didn't even control the clock last week. 24 minutes? That was it. We turned the ball over three times and only had the ball for 24 minutes and won the game. That's amazing. These are some of the things that you normally don't see. I want to see them dominate, though. I want them to run the ball. And you can run. Let me be clear. You can run on Seattle's defense. Here's what's hindering the Niners. Them being able to stretch the field vertically. That's hindering the run game, right? If Ricky plays, chalk up them rush attempts, they're going to happen. Zero rush attempts for Brian Robinson Jr. last week. I guarantee he's going to get more than six rush attempts this week.
He should, man.
Six or more.
I want him to get out there and get the ball. Oscar, my man. Kyle has been setting up this game since week 17. People don't understand. Kyle's mindset is different. He runs plays for the future. He's Greg Maddux. Did you ever hear the story about Greg Maddux where he gave up the home run?
I hate the Braves.
6 points. Mm-hmm. I don't care. He's my favorite player of all time.
He hit me with an I don't care. I hate the Braves. Him.
But, like, it's the whole idea of he's not a dart thrower. Like, I want this to be a good throw.
He's a Rembrandt guy.
Exactly, man. Yeah, it's all setting up. Mm-hmm. And
I know where you're going with this, bro. I'm a baseball guy. I know exactly where you're going with it. Greg Maddux is a motherfucking legend. That's why I hate him. Because he was a legend against my Mets. People will draw the correlation, all right? Nah, he's a legend. He's just a legend. God
damn. I don't want to say anything negative about the Mets.
No, he's a Rembrandt guy, though, right? So, like, his job was to paint a picture, right? And so he'll throw you this high fastball. He'll throw you this low breaking pitch. And you're thinking, oh, yeah, he don't got control. Then he throw it right down the pipe, and you're not, oh, shoot, I didn't know it was coming. Now he got you. And then he strikes you out. You were up 2-0, and he struck you out because you just didn't. He was painting a picture, you know? Awesome. I love Greg Maddux. That whole Braves five-man rotation was probably the greatest five-man baseball rotation we've ever seen.
Avery, Smoltz, Glavin.
Smoltz was the heat. He was the heat.
Oh, Ben, all right, we'll stop talking baseball. People are going to get mad at us. Ben, he says, thank you for the super chat. Three more wins coming up for Kittle. Dude, that's the thing. Like, you hear the players, and, like, us as fans, we get down. But, like, you got to understand. You heard him talk about, man, we got a juice goes into the halftime locker room. Kittle sitting there smiling, telling him to go win it, drinking tequila. He's drunk off his ass. Respect, by the way.
I look like some good tequila, by the way, too,
I'm just saying. I'm not the biggest owner fan, period, let alone Jed York. But I did think it was pretty badass that Jed York sprinted to the locker room, was the first one there to meet Kittle after the injury. Kittle said, go get me a bottle of tequila, please. So they did. And this legendary. You know what I mean? Like, that is a 100%. Story. 100%. And shout out to Jed York. You got to give him his flowers. That's badass. He cares. And Kittle is a foundational Hall of Fame player. Dale,
he's a pillar. Yeah,
he is. Can we just play a speed go route guy? Sky Moore is the closest thing we got to it. And he's not very fast either. He's more shifty.
He's more quick. Yeah, he's more lateral.
And how many snaps did he play? He didn't play too many.
Not on offense, but he wasn't
played
even,
10. He played but, 10.
I guess that's enough. I guess I
was five of them nine. Were passes, four were runs, or five were runs.
I guess I mean because like so. All right, let's Dale. Thank you for the super chat, but let's have this conversation real quick, right? If you go with that type of guy, who's going to be your returner? So yeah, you got Jordan Watkins with 4.3 speed. Jacob Cowing is not ready to play yet. He hasn't been cleared. So that's it. And I'm definitely not putting Ricky Pearsall at punt returning, kick returning, or anything. So who are you going with? You going to go with the guy that can do multiple things or a guy that's just pretty good with speed that you're hoping can pan out to be something? I think Sky Moore is the one they traded for. They needed him on special teams, and he can give you something on offense. He's got a few explosive plays down the football field this season. And so I think that's why they continue to go that route. They're really hoping for Ricky Pearsall to return. Yeah.
And you don't get that trick play without Sky Moore. He was the decoy,
good point,
right?
He was the decoy, yeah. So it was like him to Jennings, yeah.
Yep. So I don't think.
And that's, ooh, that's why Oscar said they set that play up since week 17, because in week 17, it went to Sky Moore for 10 yards. Good
there
point.
It is. Chestnut checkers. My man, Phil. Phil. Going to have a tailgate party? Yes, Phil.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have a tailgate party. I really hope I get to see you and your son again. And yeah, we're going to be, oop, wrong one. There we go. We're going to be at the press box. Same place we saw you last time, brother. We'll be out there Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. the day before. And then we've got our tailgate. That's going to be Saturday. We start at 12:30 p.m. So we'll watch the previous game. We'll have a good time, all those things. Tailgate party. And yeah, we'll keep the restaurant open. So if you don't want to go to the game, can't afford it, you can stay there, watch it on the TVs, watch Wayne on your phone for the live watch party. That's where it is. So we've got you covered. Whatever you need, because that game is stupid expensive. I think the cheapest ticket's like $560 just to get in, and it's like, ugh. But it's what it is. It's what it is. Big Papa, my man. Look at this. Been a member for 35 months. Thank you so much, my friend. Really appreciate you. He says, Kyle will learn from last week and the game we played with Baltimore a couple years ago how to get around their head coach's defense. Make no mistake, Mike McDonald was brought here to coach against Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay.
Absolutely.
Period. He's had a lot of success. Obviously, he's the one seed. He was able to beat both teams. Take that for whatever you will. I'm betting on Shanahan when it matters more than any other coach. This dude just, he passed his dad in playoff wins. He's tied with John Madden, Paul Brown. He's tied with some of the, Vince Lombardi. He has the same amount of playoff wins as Vince Lombardi.
And Tony
Dungy.
Does
it in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And Tony Dungy. Like,
all legends.
What are your thoughts? The whole Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDonald back and forth.
It's tough, man. Look, it comes down to quarterback play. It comes down to Brock being able to Brock his way through some of the, you know, that defense. We know what we saw our first hand in that Baltimore Ravens matchup on Christmas night or whatever. That was crazy, right? Yeah. Brock was terrible. But Brock's beaten his defense since then. Now, his defense is, he also lost to this defense again in Seattle, right? So I think Brock is probably like 1-2 against McDonald's D. So, like, this is, or maybe McDonald was there last year. Did we sweep Seattle last year?
Yeah, no, we 1-1.
1-1. So Brock
Gitcher,
has
Grossmatos and Leonard Floyd.
So it's 2-3.
Geno ran for that touchdown.
Yeah, it's tough, man. So it comes like it's not just Kyle versus McDonald. It's will McDonald's defense dominate Brock Purdy like they have been doing? And if Brock can find a way to, you know, get through that D, pause, he'll trump it. He'll trump. Like, you know, Brock's got to run in this game. I don't know why people think Brock's got to take off and run when he needs to take off and run. Brock has to Brock.
Yeah. Look at this. Johnny Dale, my man. He says, all I know is I have to get Johnny Chapman to the Senior Bowl, Wayne.
You know what? John is not the Senior Bowl guy. John does
I hate
work.
The timing.
Yeah.
I hate the timing.
It's,
I want to
right
go.
After the NFC Championship game.
And I'm so tired. And my wife is no way going to let me go anywhere.
Yeah, like it's the weirdest time of the season. But, you know, he lives vicariously through us. I can tell
I
you
do.
That.
I do. I can't. Well, Wayne's going to be there. Johnny, I know, is going to be there.
Yep.
The best draft
Steph's
going to
be there.
Senior Bowl. Oh, yeah. Dude. Incredible. Yeah. You guys, y'all cover it. I'm going to learn through you guys. I wish I could be there. I really, really do wish I could be there. But, yeah, there's no way the wife is going to let me do that. She'll get me. Now, we've got more Super Chats. We've got more questions. And we've got more topics that we got to cover right after this. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams. And the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to MyBookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. Shout out to Dale, the super chat. We have to stop them on third down, especially if it's third and 17. Well, like, here's the thing, okay? Third and 17, D'Amador Lenore did nothing to help. Like, he's still going to be playing, whatever. Number 27, nobody touched him. Nobody blocked him. He touched nobody. He did nothing. D Winners on the ground. D Winners over pursued. He was the backside guy, too eager, took himself out of the play. Tato Bethune on the ground. Tato Bethune not playing. D Winners not playing. Number 27 not playing. So three out of four of the major negatives on that third and 17 aren't suiting up. Now, D'Amador,
I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Whenever it's third and double digits, I get nervous.
I hate it.
I'd rather be third and one. I feel like our chances are better. But the third and double digits, bro, my nuts being my stomach, dog. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, we should get off the field. I hope we get off the field. I don't think we're getting off the field. Like, you know, so I get nervous. Not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that third and 17 play, but also the Bucks play where it was like third and 19.
And Baker Mayfield.
And it was just like,
nobody accounted for the quarterback. That's what I mean. That's what I need from Brock. If Brock has the ability to read that defense to where they make that mistake, they make mistakes. I'm okay if he doesn't pass, he pulls up and runs. I'm okay. I trust Brock. I think that is going to, he's going to have to find ways. If the run game isn't working the way we need it to work, he's going to have to find ways to make that defense play honest, because they're going to force Brock to throw the ball. They're going to take away the run and force him to throw. Okay, let one of them young players be out of position because they just messed up, which is what we do. It just doesn't seem like it happens to any other team, but it happens. Brock has to take advantage of that, those moments.
There it is. And, you know, X-Man, shout out to X-Man. Appreciate the super chat. Watch how the play call would be different from the last Seahawks matchup. Setting them up. Everybody's saying it. Shanahan, set them up. Give them that confidence.
I'm laughing at his next comment. Yo, because on the watch party, I prefaced it and said, if the Niners give up this play, I'm going to lose my cool. And instead of losing my cool and breaking stuff, I just went silent. Like, silent, like all the way. I had no words.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that's great, man. It happens. It happens. Oh, man. Yeah, third and 17. It's a whole thing. If I'm missing one, or you want me to highlight a certain comment?
No, that was just funny. I just happened to see that, man. That was because I forgot that I stopped talking for a minute. I think people thought something was wrong with my microphone. No, I was working. I just couldn't. I didn't have nothing to say. I really wanted to punch something, but I'm not going to punch it. Nah. I don't want to break anything. I ain't got no money to replace it at this point. So I was just like, I'm just going to be quiet. There's nothing I can say.
Johnny, he says, you know, I think they'll force the Niners offensive line to run block. Seattle runs some of the most highest rates of too high. Like, the 49ers run game hasn't been good, right? You average about 3 yards per carry, which is the worst
That's
ever
weird.
In Father Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan's 10 years ever. But, man, you ran the ball 12 times against them. And if you can get some third down conversions this time, you're the best in the NFL. You went 2 of 11 last time. Then I don't mind. Like, second and eight is fine with me. Like, second and eight, I'm okay with it. Second and six is where I want to be. But if you tell me the 49ers are going to hit second and eight to start, like, that's cool. It's the negative plays. It's the second and 10. It's the second and 11. It's those types of, like, second and eight's not great, but it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse.
It could
really, really could. So.
It could. I just know negative place. That's where I am with this.
Oh, look at this.
Seattle
Alex,
faithful.
The Seattle faithful. The
Are you guys having
president.
It? Is the first party at the place where I went to that time? Oh, yeah. That was a great place. That's a great place.
Yeah, the press box is legit, man.
That's the press box. Okay, because I didn't know the name of it. All right. That's a great place.
It changed names, but our buddy Scott took it over, and so now it's called the Press Box Seattle. So,
got you.
That's where it's at.
You.
Yeah. And so shout out to Alex and the Seattle Faithful, man. That chapter is second to none.
Excellent
Alex,
chapter.
I consider
great
a
chapter.
Friend. And just what he does and welcoming the team from the moment the plane lands at the airport, his chapter's there welcoming him. Go check out Seattle Faithful on Facebook if you want those details. And just if you're in Seattle and you're a 49ers fan, you need to be plugged into this chapter, period, paragraph. That's all there is to it. I know he's active on Twitter. I know he's active on Facebook. He's got you. Yeah. Oh, there we go. He says no different place. Wade went to Kells. Yeah, we did two.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Kells.
The day before, then we were at what's good, now the press.
What a good memory. All right, so Kells was where I met everybody. The other place, is that where we had the Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes.
Okay, so I remember both. Yeah.
There we go.
Like parking was like $100.
Yeah, it's stupid there, man. That's why you Uber. You always Uber.
Always Uber. Always Uber, bro. Always Uber. I was like, $100 for parking? What the fuck? I'm not even, like, I'm parking a freaking Bentley or something. God dang.
It's stupid. And every single time somebody's like, dude, how do we pay for parking? I was like, you drive your car 5 miles that way and take an Uber back is what you do.
That's the best way. It costs you $12. That's right, tell you. Man. Yeah.
Anyway, that's
Seattle's expensive now that I think about it. I Ubered from the airport. I was like $80.
Dang,
because somebody didn't pick me up like they said they was. JP Hellhart 2800. But I'm not going to call you out.
Out of this one.
Oh, I'm not going to call him out. I'm definitely not going to call him out.
Oh, look at this. Dale, he says, John, can you tell us about Matt Hasselbeck, please? So, like, yesterday, we had a Seattle fan come into the chat. He was kind. He gave a super chat, too. And he was like, do you respect our fan base now? And I went on a rant. Hell no, I don't respect Seattle's fan base, and Matt Hasselbeck's in their freaking Ring of Honor and like whatever else. I don't know. What are your thoughts? We've been to Seattle together a few times, Wayne. What are your thoughts?
I don't have issues with the fan base. I just don't like the team. Every time I'm
popcorn on my guy, Navarro Bowman, being carted to the locker room, Wayne.
That was then, though. That was a different stadium, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? The fan base, and maybe the only reason why they were acting this way is because their team sucked. They might be feeling themselves, though. Be careful out there because they're the best team in the league. They got one of the best records, right? So they might be feeling themselves. They might act a little different. That's why I can't go to games right now. My mental capacity for, you know, I don't have the money or the effort of going to prison. I don't want to go to prison. I ain't trying to get diddied. I like my freedom. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why if I go to a game, I'm just going to the tailgates and I'm just going to watch the game on my Patreon. That's what I'm going to do.
It's smart, man. Yeah. Johnny says it wasn't a different stadium. They've been there since 2000s. I'm wearing my Navarro Bowman jersey to the game.
Different
the
name,
old black one that nobody likes. I don't give a damn.
I love it.
Me, I'm the only one. Bowman.
No, I love that. There. I love the black jerseys. I don't care which version of it is. I think they were dope. That's just me.
Look at this big red. He says, Breezy, you need to come to Dallas. Hit me up. I got an extra room too.
I'll be in Dallas this next upcoming season, so I will be hitting you up. Trust
me. Dude, next year's trips.
That's the worst airport too, by the way. Dallas.
Well, they got two of them. Dallas Love and then the Dallas Fort Worth one.
Well, the big one is the Fort Worth one, right? Because when you get off in Dallas, you get up, you got to take a train. I think that's where I met Frank Thomas, and I met, so it was good to me.
The big hurt, man.
Yeah, the big hurt. But I just didn't like the airport because I ended up having to walk. Who came and picked me up from Dallas? Somebody did, but I had to walk a whole different way to get to where I was going. Nah.
It's a lot. Dude, we got two baseball references. We can't do anymore. We're not
No more. No more. My bad.
We're going to
no
get more. Canceled. That's what
Damn, we did Braves and White Sox. My fault. Yeah. All right. Keep it going.
All right. Here we go. A question for Brian W. Did the Eagles lose? Or did the 49ers win that game? How do you take that one? Did the Eagles lose or did the 49ers win?
The 49ers won that game. The 49ers, because Brock, we were trailing. The fuck? I mean, freak. Brock did what he needed to do to get the dub. And then the Niners defense needed what they needed to do to get the dub. So, like, I felt like the Niners took that game. I think they won that game. Did the Eagles mishap and miss some stuff? Absolutely. So did the Niners, though. But my point is, the Niners won that game.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both because, like, the Eagles could have taken the game, but they started just running the ball, running the clock out, and, you know,
that's their dumbass fault.
Moments. Yeah, missed that extra point. They could have kicked a field goal to tie it. Like, special teams. 49ers have been winning, you know, two phases of the game, and that's where it is. And even though, like, it's weird. Turnovers don't seem to correlate to wins in the playoffs.
It's a regular season thing. I'm starting to learn
weird.
That.
Weird. It's just.
We watched two games this year in the playoffs where if they turn the ball over three times and won. That's deep.
It's a trip, man. It's a trip. Right here, Eddie says, John Chapman, you have to come back to ATL next season. I'm going to be there. Next season's we'll road there. Trip. You've got Atlanta, Kansas City, Dallas, Seattle, Arizona.
I'm looking to travel next year. I don't know how I'm going to get there. If I got airplanes, trains, and automobiles, I'm going.
John Candy out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be John singing and doing whatever I need to do to get to these games to be with the faithful next year.
Dude, yeah, next year's going to be huge and a possible Mexico trip. And it's funny because, like, this will be my 10th trip this week to Seattle. I'm exhausted. I keep getting sick because I'm just, you know, it's what it is. But, like, I keep wanting to do less. But then you see the cities and it's like, well, I ain't missing Kansas City. I went to grad school there. I ain't missing Atlanta. I've got a lot of family there.
I'm only going Dallas. To Kansas City for there. The barbecue. Yeah, I care less about
that's
that.
Worth it enough.
Yeah,
that's worth it enough.
I'm going to Kansas City. Hey. I'm going.
All right. Let's get to the title episode. Why not? We're only like 50 plus minutes into this show. What is your confidence level in this game, Wayne? You talked about doing the grading scale. So let's do 0 to 100. Let's do the GPA.
Okay.
Where is your give me, you know, 50-50 all the way up to 100? Where are you at?
Yeah, man. I'm not all the way up to 100. I'd be lying. But I'm definitely in the 70-80 percentile. Like, I feel like this Niners team, they're going to come out and give it all they got. And I think if there's a team that I know that can execute a game plan to perfection when they need to, it's the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know how they do it. I'm not going to question how they do it. I just know they're going to get the damn job done. So my confidence level is there. Listen, people going to be like, Breezy be talking out his behind. We ain't got Fred Warner. We don't got Nick Bosa. We don't. And look where we at. We still finished this season 12-5. Oh, we just lost George Kittle. And look where we at. We won the game. We lost the guy. We won the game in a game we weren't even supposed to win. So I like all odds against us. That makes my confidence level even more higher. I think that makes us the more dangerous team. I think somebody earlier on the show said we're playing with house money. We ain't got nothing to lose. That's the scariest team. When a team doesn't have anything to lose, look out. So my confidence level, I think I'm between, I would say 75%. That's where I'm feeling my confidence level is right now.
Dude, I love it. And, you know,
75-25, you take it, bro.
That's pretty damn good, especially considering they're 7.5-point underdogs.
God dang, they ain't giving us a chance. Well, guess what? We were 6-point underdogs last week. What happened?
1-4.
Should have been 5.
Well, yeah, should have been more. Corey says, you know, Ja, what will be the key for the Niners getting off to the good start? That's my key. You've got to come out hot. When the 49ers score early, great things happen. When you get in the hole, Shanahan, that's not whenever he's at his best. So the key to getting off a hot start, third downs. I'm going to be screaming it all week. Convert third downs early. Dictate that you're going to get your rush attempts in. Dictate that the time of possession is at least going to be even, if not on your favor. Convert third downs. Whenever they do that and Brock Purdy gets going hot, that's where this offense just goes to town, and that's where great things happen. So that's what I'm excited about. So I'm pumped about this. If I had to put a number on it, I would probably say 62. If I knew Ricky Pearsall would practice and play this week, I'm bumping it up to 70.
Yeah, if Ricky plays, I'm in the 80s.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to get him, man.
Yeah, if he plays, I'm in the 80s. Player. I'm in the 80s. I am. But I like those numbers. I think 62 is reasonable and fair. I think anybody's numbers that came out there, if somebody said we had 10% chance of winning, it makes sense. It makes relative sense, right? We just missing too much at this point. But I think the Niners, they figure it out, man. Like, they figure it out. And that's what I love, right? The resiliency. They're figuring things out. Adversity, this is the first time I would say that the Niners, I think the Niners been through so much adversity, John, that they don't even know that the adversity is phasing them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
They just grind.
They just keep grinding.
You're numb
grind
to it.
With me. Yeah, like that. Just keep grinding. I can't believe I was singing Pretty Ricky. Ilk. Keep going.
I would go and stop you. I wouldn't go and help you, though, either. Jack, she says, thanks for the super chat. Trick plays, please, Kyle. At back-to-back weeks, he's tried trick plays. One of them has worked. The other one did not.
And look. I mean, I'm all for a trick here, too. You know what I'm saying? Because tricks are for kids, right? I don't want trick plays throughout this game. That's not our identity. But I would like to see Kyle go into the bag, like, you know, Jackson's suggestion, pull out something, especially if the game plan is stagnant at some point. And that's the only reason why we saw that is because the game plan offense was stagnant. They were stopping the run, and we needed something to create. It happened in the Super Bowl when we played Kansas City. Offense was stagnant. Did that. Next thing you know, we go up. We get momentum. So if it's a play that's going to create momentum, I'm all for the trick play. You know what, though? That makes trick plays hard. Everybody being on the same page and executing their part. That's the hardest part about a trick play. So, yeah, I'm with it. I think my key, John talked about, you know, third down conversions. I think the Niners got to stay on the football field offensively as much as they can. It's not about keeping the ball away from Sam Darnold. He's not a threat to me. It's just them being in sync and finding their rhythm and controlling the clock. You control the clock, you control the game.
I love it, man. I'm looking for a Christian McCaffrey toss pass. That's what I see, where they pitch it outside. And then
so
CMC.
We got... and so since we got the Juwan Jennings, we saw that once this year with Christian McCaffrey, it's going to happen. It might not happen until we play the Rams, though. Oh, I just said the Rams are going to beat the Bears. Oops.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that, too. That. God damn.
Last super chat here. X-Man, appreciate you, man. I'm highly confident because remember the Packers won the Super Bowl with 14 starters out. There you go.
God dang. That's a great memory. Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
You got a lot out. That's what it is. You got a good quarterback. You got a great play caller.
That's what it comes down to. And so even if the defense couldn't do what we need the defense to do, I think the defense third straight week will keep a team under 20 points. I guarantee that.
You've been clutch on that, by the way.
Robert Saleh is just giving me great vibes, man. I think the more I think he's starting to realize, shit, I should have used Siegel more. What was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's starting to understand.
Like, man, I feel so bad, but I'm like, please don't practice 27. Don't give him the chance to put him back in.
I don't know how well this is. We haven't got any updates on his hamstring injury, so.
Should today. Today's the day that they have to do mandatory because the game's Saturday, so yes, Tuesday, sir. Wednesday, Thursday, but they're canceling a practice. So the 49ers only officially practicing twice because it's third short week out of this month. So anyway, Wayne, take us out of here, my friend.
Niners faithful, are you ready? Niners, mother freaking Seahawks, divisional round this Saturday, 8 p.m. is going down. John's going to be there. I'm going to be here. We're going to have a great time, faithful. So get ready. Pack your bags if you go and be safe out there. If you're going to be home, come rock with your boy Breezy because we are about to deliver some new chicken wings on the menu. I'm going to have all flavors on the menu, especially the lemon pepper. Lemon pepper Seahawks right now. Niners all day. Keep it faithful to the Bay.